Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome our next guest, as Lansing City Councilwoman Carol Wood. Hello, Carol.
Hello, and how are you, Jack?
Just fine. Well, tonight, there's going to be a vote on a possible street renaming, Main Street, being named in honor of Malcolm X. I know there were presentations a couple of weeks ago. Your reaction to that?
Actually, we had two public hearings, one on Malcolm X as well as Cesar Chavez.
Right.
The group that brought forth the Malcolm X renaming for Main Street, we had a few people that came forward that had some concerns about that. Some of the things that we've found out is, and it's cost has been an issue that we've heard from people, and the cost for the taxpayers would be approximately $2,000 to change out the signs on Main Street. Another was the cost to the businesses and the fact that they might have to change out their signs and their stationery and a lot of those things rather swiftly to if this was passed. We found out that the post office is actually the timeline is a year that they have and that they would be allowing dual names to be used and make sure that there was still delivery going on for up to a year, and if we needed longer, would consider that at that time. So we're hearing a lot of positive solutions to some of the questions that have been raised.
Do you expect that this is going to pass?
I do. It came out of Committee 3-0 from the General Services Committee, and I've not heard from council members really anything real negative. I know, you know, some people have talked about living on the street and you know, especially if you spend a great deal of time there, what having a specific name means to them. But and the overall response that has come to council, we've not heard some of the concerns that were raised, especially with the Cesar Chavez changing.
Okay. And the concerns you have heard have been economic and not political.
That correct. I think we've only had one or two that have had some political overtones to them, but most of them have been the economics of it, and I can understand that, especially in a city that's struggling right now and some of the things and what you think of the cost of changing names and what that would mean, what would the overall expense be to the city? And when you look at $2,000 spread over a year and making those street changes isn't as much as what someone might figure that the cost would be to a municipality.
One of the complaints that I hear frequently has to do with construction, and I always refute that as saying that's the price of progress, and would you rather have a city where nobody cared what the roads were like because no one wanted to drive them anyway? But there are some issues involving Grand Avenue. How often is this a concern for council?
Well, if we're talking about the fact that we do work and we dig it up and we do work and we dig it up, I'm going to tell you that that's been something that council has tried to stress since I've been on council since 2000, and that is, you know, can we coordinate our work? Can we make sure that when we're doing something, are we working with Consumers Power? Are we working with the cable companies? Are we working with Board of Water and Light? We've been assured over the time that we've gotten much better at coordinating some of those things. I think, you know, part of the issue that we do have right now with Grand is we did receive a grant from the state to do some improvements and street enhancements through there. There was money that was matched out of our general fund as part of that grant that we received, and we're now in the process of digging it up. And, you know, the question would be what type of inspection actually happened when we were down there doing the sewer work.
What kind of accountability is there, Carol? We're talking about 225 feet of leaking steam lines here. Is someone going to be held accountable with this?
Well, I think they should be. We hire different firms that coordinate with Board of Water and Light and with our contractors that are doing the work. They oversee these projects for us and are supposed to be out there every day along with our own engineers that are out there a great deal of the time. And I think it's extremely important to find out how did this get missed and why did it get missed and, you know, what inspections were done and what inspections weren't done and what are we going to do to rectify this in the future. This is a cost to the ratepayers. You know, the board is now paying to have this dug up again. They already paid once when they were switching over mains and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you and I are paying for it. Every time we turn on that electric bill, that electric switch or flush a toilet, we're helping to pay for this. And so we need to figure out how we can do this better.
And we're talking about the Board of Water and Light. We should mention a tremendous reaction to the plan, the construction plan, down where the old Depot restaurant was, and a lot of people very excited about that. Now
absolutely.
We see the Deluxe Inn just south of I-496 falling. Some people think that is long overdue demolition. Do you see that area, that corridor, as being revitalized the way that some other areas of the city have been, Carol?
I think that there is a future for that. I think when you look at where we were 5-10 years ago and some of the buildings that have already been rehabbed and a big difference made, if you think of the Rikers floor covering,
mm-hmm.
that was there, that was the building burned, and now you have the offices that are there that revitalized that building, and the electric shop that was there that now has condos in it. I think we have to continue to work on those corridors. When you look back many years ago and what a thriving concern those corridors were, and then as shops moved out to malls and to other places and closed because the mom and pop part of it, you didn't have children that were interested in that. I think anything that we can do to continue that growth, and the only way we're going to be able to grow is we're not like some municipalities where we can grow out. We have to grow within.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take our places where we have dilapidated buildings, where we have buildings that have been torn down, and that's how we revitalize the city.
Mm-hmm. Lansing City Councilwoman Carol Wood, our guest on Ebling and You. Carol, I know this is not directly a Lansing issue. This is something that happened in East Lansing. But I want to give you a chance to comment on tolerance and the fact that it presents a very negative image to the point that Muslims in India attacking churches after they've heard the reports of this. And it's just a black eye. I wanted to know whether you thought that there's any message that can be done or anything that can undo some of this damage.
Very disturbing what happened in East Lansing. And the fact that we just got done celebrating Lansing's mosaic with labor and a number of the groups that we have and the ethnic groups in our community. Just as others that lost loved ones in 9/11, so did Muslims. There wasn't a differentiating between, the people that did this horrible act only picked out Anglo-European U.S. citizens. That didn't happen. And we have to get along together to make this country great. And that's part of why this country was created, was to accept different cultures and different religions. And it's incumbent upon all of us to look out and reach out and touch someone that's different from us and say, you know, we're here for you just as you are here for us.
Carol, I was talking with someone about the city of Detroit not too long ago, and this is someone from another state, and their image was still the burning of a police car in 1984 after the World Series. You can do 10 things right and one thing wrong with two people doing it, and that's the message that gets presented. How do you undo that?
Education. You got to keep talking about it. And what I mean by that is talking about the positives, talking about the things that we're doing together. We just got done talking about how we revitalize the city from within, how we take a deluxe inn and turn it into something that's vibrant for our community. That's the same with the relationships that we have with each other in our community. It's looking past, it's embracing our differences and still understanding that because of those differences, we are a whole community. And we continue to do that with educational things that are happening out at MSU that we do here in the city, and we need to continue to stress the good things that are happening and stand up and say we don't tolerate these bad things. We as a community won't tolerate them.
Lansing City Councilwoman Carol Wood, our guest on Ebling & You, City Council meeting tonight at City Hall. If you would like to stop by and see some of the fun, you can certainly do that. Carol, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, and you have a great evening.
We will be back, and we're going to be talking with Julie Birch, Habitat for Humanity, coming up next about the project that is underway on the Michigan State University campus, the south end of campus, that will then be moved to Lansing. All that and more coming up, Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.